Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
No more words.
The 10K a day birthday is over.
Any other winners come on Friday?
Let's look. Nope, it looks like Ashley and Benicia was our last one. Mm-hmm. Although I don't see that. Was it Michael? Michael from San Francisco, I think, was our last one.
Oh.
And we didn't write him down on here.
Or Brandon.
Brandon from San Francisco is on there, yeah. Remember the guy who had screwed up his name or something?
Daryl?
No, it was Michael. Was it Michael and then you called him something?
David or something.
Yeah,
like
completely off. Like, yeah.
Right.
Oh, Sarah.
Well, you know.
There's a lot. She has a lot of words to say.
Yes.
No more words.
Not anymore. That's all done. All right. This part of the show is brought to you by ADT.
Hey, everyone. Go to the Alice 973 Instagram in about 3 minutes, and I'll have the Vinny post up.
Oh.
I got a little distracted. Sorry about that. But just give me 3 more minutes and I'll have it up for you.
Thank you.
You'll see Vinny's beautiful nails done by his daughter. I'll chime back in and interrupt the show and remind you.
Oh, thanks.
As usual.
Protecting what matters most for over 140 years, ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. Wow. Guardians of the Galaxy.
What about it?
It killed it at the box office. Hooman and Bryn both very much enjoyed it, right? You gave it 4, Persian, and you gave it 3.75
Correct.
Ninja stars.
Yeah, 3.75.
Great, super great ratings from you guys, which I was surprised because you didn't seem all that excited about it.
Yeah, it was. I like seeing the hardships and the difficulties the characters I care about go through. So. Mm. You're seeing, you know, this guy deal with his father issues and the sister issues. And when you care about the characters, you care
sister
about their
too,
struggles.
Sister, huh? Who's his sister?
Zoe Saldana and her sister.
Oh, that's right. I thought you were saying Star-Lord had a... Isn't that his name?
Yes, it is.
Star-Lord.
Something like that. Whatever Chris Pratt's Star-Lord. It made $145 million at the box office.
I hope you guys go see it.
It's significantly higher than the first Guardians movie, which opened to $94 million in August of 2014. Boy, that was a while ago. That was a great movie. I'm glad to hear that this one's doing well, too. So anyway, that was number one. Fate of the Furious made another $8.5 million for second place. $207 million in 4 weeks.
Fate of the Furious?
The Fate of the Furious.
That's Fast and Furious 8.
Fast 8.
Yeah.
What are we listening to?
This is Brandy.
Oh, Brandy. Yeah,
from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, the soundtrack is the big deal with one of the big deals from the Guardians of the Galaxy because his dad left him a tape. Remember the mixtape from the first one?
I do remember.
So I guess he found another of his dad's mixtapes. I don't know.
Okay.
Thought we heard all the songs on the first mixtape, but.
Is this Three Dog Night?
No.
Who is it?
The Looking Glass.
Yeah, The Looking Glass. This is
The Looking Glass sings Brandy.
This is their one hit, right? I mean, does The Looking Glass have another song anyone can name?
I'd have one more.
Talking about hits, everyone, the post is up. Look at Vinny's incredible nails on the Alice 973 Instagram. And he looks so happy. I've never seen him look so happy in a picture.
Well, he's a happy guy. I mean.
Right.
The first adjective everybody pulls out when they're talking about Vinny. Mm-hmm. He's just so happy all the time.
Happy, brave, tall,
courageous,
thin,
handsome,
funny.
But happy, number one. I'm glad you captured that, Hooman. The
Thank
Boss
you.
Baby was third place. Is this from the Boss Baby or is this just
This is Jimmy Loves Marianne by the Looking Glass.
What is it? Jimmy Loves Marianne?
Uh-huh.
What's going on with the LP?
It's like an album record. I think, yeah, I think it's an actual vinyl or something.
So someone taped this off their speakers.
I think you don't think they did this effect on purpose?
No, back then this was already on this was how everything sounded.
It's from 73, so.
Sounds like them, huh?
I do not believe I've ever heard this song.
I kind of like that sound right there.
Oh, it's great.
That record sound. Substitute Jimmy for Sarah.
Sarah does love Marianne.
Sarah loves Marianne.
It's no Jack and Diane, but all right.
No. Jimmy and Marianne. How to Be a Latin Lover. Have you seen
that? I've seen the ads for it.
I haven't even seen ads for it. That's number four. Beauty and the Beast was number five. Did well at last night's...
Oh, man. You know what? I turned that on before I went looking for the Marley...
Yeah, the MTV Music Awards. Oh, sorry.
Documentary.
Movie and TV Awards.
And you know what? Good for that kid. He's like, did the opening. What's that kid's name who hosted it? We were debating what movies he'd been in.
Oh, Chris Pine?
Right.
No. He was Saturday Night Live.
Dave and somebody. Oh. Wedding Dave.
Adam Devine.
Yeah,
Divine.
That guy.
Adam
Devine.
So,
How did he do?
I didn't like it. I was like, this isn't for me. Clearly, he's going for it. Credit to him. 2 minutes into it, I had to go.
What was he just doing? Stand-up?
He dressed as the Beast. And they did a whole Beauty and the Beast intro with other characters entering into his song and dance and choreographed mistakes. Mm. Whoops. Fire. Okay. I just was watching it going, who is this for? It's got to be the kids.
If you'd only watched a couple minutes more, apparently right out of the gate, the first thing that they... Well, hold on. You know what? There were movies this weekend, and Guardians of the Galaxy was a big one. So at the MTV Movie and TV Awards last night, MTV made a huge deal out of the fact that they were going non-binary. They did not separate their acting categories by gender. So nominated for Best Actor were Taraji P. Henson, Hugh Jackman, James McAvoy, and what's her bucket from Beauty and the Beast, Emma Watson.
And the people cared?
People did care. And introducing the category was Asia Kate Dillon, who... I had never heard of, and I've never watched the show she's on, but people rave about this show, billions. So it looks like she is non-gender, she's gender non-binary, which means she's not a one or an O. She's a somewhere in between. And Yuzi and her husband have a long-running argument over the gender of this person, who it turns out they're both right. She's neither one. Or they're both wrong?
I don't know, but on Billions, the character's name is Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor always dresses in a tie, a suit.
Here's a picture of her from the show.
I thought that the character was a man. John has long thought it's a woman, and they would never say he, she, or anything like that. They
always
just said Taylor.
Instead of any kind of pronoun.
Exactly. And so I didn't even know her name, but when I saw her picture, I'm like, oh my God, she's a woman! And Sarah's like, no. So
I don't know.
What does she have downstairs? I mean, I don't know, like...
So is that a hermaphrodite?
Well, I don't know, Vin.
We don't know.
We don't know what's going on down there. And I don't think that that's necessarily indicative of what you gender identify with. And she just doesn't identify with either, I guess, is what she's saying. She's non-binary. Here's
we're missing the whole point, which is we're not supposed to care or even be asking
and
the question.
And they say that's what Billions has accomplished in the LGBT community is that it's a non-issue. I guess when they sit down together the first time, she does have a conversation about this. And the guy's like, I don't care. Can you make me money?
I must have totally missed that part.
Have you watched all the episodes?
Yeah,
they say that
there is
some scene.
And the last one, I think, was last night or last week. I forgot. I think we're totally caught up. But Yeah, I just never knew what the person was. Mm. Not that it mattered, because great character, huge character now.
Right. And you were saying super smart and yeah. like one of your favorites on mm-hmm. the show.
So she yeah. comes out to do the announcement
for
the non-gender
best actor.
Specific best actor.
Right. Okay. So Emma Watson won for Beauty and the Beast. And I don't know, I guess she, Asia Kate Dillon, said MTV's move to create a genderless award for acting will mean something different to everyone. But to me, it indicates that acting is about the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes. And that doesn't need to be separated into two different categories. Can I have that page back that I handed you with her picture? Mm-hmm. She said something about, you know, how the world is very binary. Binaries, whether it's man or woman or black or white, were created to separate us. So without binary, there's only us, which makes us all equal. And she talked about how she's very proud of the way Billions handles Taylor's non-binary gender issue. You know, I don't know if as a person, this Asia Kate
Dillon
is non-gender binary, but on the show, that is who she portrays. Uh-huh. So in the picture, here's another picture of her, and she's wearing earrings and kind of a feminine looking top. So I don't know if this is just a character or if this is something that she identifies with. Probably just a character. But she talked about how acting is about the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes. That doesn't need to be separated into two different categories. Which I've thought that before. You know? Yeah. Why should it be the boys against the girls?
Right.
It's not the boys against the girls. It's boys against the girls if they mix them.
Well, now it is, right. It's not about, it's just about who did the best acting job. But it would be like the boys category, the girls category. And they would always, to me, there was always sort of an importance placed on actor. You know, they would save that one.
Someone says, stop referring to this person as a her.
Well, I think in real life it is a her.
I'm
not positive.
You're supposed to say they.
Z, apparently, is the non-gender thing. Z said that blah, 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 blah. Give it to Zer. Zim. I don't know.
I feel like this is going to...
Bite us in the ass?
No, it's just going to take a while.
It
is. I mean, in everyday life, I realize we're not talking about everyday life. We're talking about some made-up acting category. It's some made-up awards that no one even probably watched. But, because I tried to watch it and went, ugh. Get me out of here. But in everyday life, what we deal with is how do we function with each other? And in some ways, if you get a door for a lady, she's like, I got it. And you're, okay, sorry.
But then some other lady would be pissed that you didn't
right,
hold it.
And if you get a check for someone, they're like, thank you. Of course you do. Okay, so I don't know where this... It still hasn't played out in a way. I think people of our age still are struggling with, can I get that door for you, or is that insulting?
Well, and, you know, beyond that, I do want to refer to someone the way they want to be referred to.
Sure.
But if you don't tell me what it is, I don't know by osmosis. And I think that this is the first I'd ever heard of gender non-binary, so I'm glad to hear about it. How nice to talk about it. And if someone wants to explain it to us, feel free. We have a text number, 800-400-3697, or Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. But, you know.
Without being rude, too.
Yeah, please don't be rude about it. We're not ignorant. We're just people in the world who haven't been exposed to everything. And believe me, there's crap we know that you don't know, all right? So don't be a dick about it.
I think, and also, the flip side to that is that many women in the workplace just want to be treated fairly, and that's the big everyday reality. You hear a lot.
Sure.
I hear a lot of women use that word mansplaining, where they're at work and they're like, "That dick is talking down to me again." And you go, okay. "All right, well, that sucks."
Yep,
that shouldn't be happening.
And yet it does, and we have to put up with it. And look, there's drawbacks to everything, and there's no perfect situation. And we're just trying to work our... We're all just trying to work our way through stuff. I don't want to bum anybody out. And I don't want anyone bumming me out either. They gave the Best Kiss Award to the same-sex action between Ashton Sanders and Jerome in Moonlight.
I don't know that movie. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
I like that movie.
Beauty and the Beast won Best Movie. Millie Bobby Brown won Best Actor in a Show for Stranger Things. That's the little girl who played 11,
mm-hmm.
which is coming back at Halloween, I believe. And that also won Best Show. Best Villain was Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Negan on The Walking Dead. He is great. What a twisted... he is. Taraji P. Henson won Best Hero for Hidden Figures. Hugh Jackman and 12-year-old Daphne Keene won Best Duo for Logan. And if you want more, go to MTV.com because there are zillions more. This is a great story. Nicki Minaj is in the news today. You a stupid hoe. You a stupid, stupid hoe. If you're not a stupid hoe and you have all A's at college, weirdly, she might pay your tuition for you or give you some money. There was a contest where you could win a free trip to meet her at the Billboard Music Awards. And she was on her Twitter promoting it. And someone said to her something about, you know, what I could really use besides, you know, winning a trip to hang out with you at the Billboard Music, some help with my college loans and my college fees. And she said... Show me straight A's that I can verify with your school, and I'll pay it. Who wants to join that contest? So people start sending her their 4-0s and their, you know, their book bills, all the things that they have going on.
And her accountant's having a heart attack.
And they were off to the races, 500 here, 1,000 there, and pretty soon she was up to about $26,000. And she was saying, okay, that's verified. DM me your bank account. People were like, she was putting money in people's bank accounts. It happened. And she said that she'll do more in a month or two. She said something like, I can't remember. And I don't have it right here in front of me. But she basically was saying, I need to talk to my accountants.
Yeah.
And then I'll put some more out there, honey. Stupid, stupid whore. You a stupid hoe. You a stupid, stupid hoe. You a stupid hoe. Bah! Anyway.
And then there's that.
Yeah.
As we talk about genders and things.
Sure.
Boy, she's not nice to her own people.
Women?
Right.
Who are hoes.
Well
if you're a stupid hoe, why does she have to put up with you? Anyway, she says, show me straight A's that I can verify with your school. I'll pay it. Who wants to join that contest? $26,000 later. She says she'll do it again in a month or two.
Huh.
Needs to catch up. I know.
It's nice.
It is kind of nice. I was like, oh, look at that. Out of the blue, she did it. Kanye West deleted his Instagram and Twitter accounts on Friday. At this point, nobody knows why. But apparently they're deleted. So.
Huh.
Is that why? Because I'm awesome?
Yep.
All right.
I'm also awesome. Also. I'm also awesome, y'all now.
What is that about?
It's just so awesome. Don't talk. Rolling Stone did a cover story on Chris Rock, and they talked about a stand-up gig where he told the crowd that he cheated on his ex-wife, Malak, Compton Rock is her name, and he mentions three women that he cheated with. He doesn't give names, but he says one was famous, one was semi-famous, and one was a member of the, quote, retail class.
The retail class.
Some shop chick he picked up? I don't know. Just someone working in a boutique somewhere. He was like, you're cute. Come on. The New York Post is claiming the famous one was Kerry Washington.
She is stunning.
She is beautiful.
Maybe one of the most stunning women of all the women.
Supposedly. Because they made a movie together in 07 called I Think I Love My Wife, where I think he was a dude fantasizing about cheating on his wife.
Uh-huh.
And did she play his wife?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, supposedly they were hooking up during the filming of that. And they say someone who claims to know says that they were doing it for about 6 months.
So we're to take from this that his wife already knew, and so he turned that into material for a show? Or was this him breaking the story to his wife that I've been cheating on you?
You know, he was separated from Malak. M-A-L-A-A-K. Malak.
I think it's Malak.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Malak. Some source close to Chris is trying to brush it off. He says he was friends with Carrie around that time. They did the movie together. He was also separated from his wife around that time. They were on and off a lot during their marriage. It was a rocky situation. Carrie's now married to NFL star Domni Asamuga. And they have two kids. Took a look at that and went, well, here we go. It's no Ndumnakasa. But
oh, it's real close.
Nnamdi Asamuga, and they have two kids. All right, Vinny, that's all I got time for. What's coming up?
I got some coffee hacks for you.
All right.
Oh, and dump your loser friends story and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. We have an amazing prize all this week. Be listening for your cue to call in. You'll instantly win a pair of tickets for Friday, May 26th. They're single-day general admission tickets to attend Bottle Rock Napa Valley, courtesy of your... I'm not going to do the sponsor on that one because this whole thing has been brought to you by Mazda. The Mazda 3, named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone?
Nothing. Nothing up, baby.
Yeah,
what? You're up.
Vinny,
come on.
Painted nails. Mm-hmm.
We'll begin with the front page of today's USA Today as French voters have chosen Emmanuel Macron as president over Marine Le Pen, their version of Donald Trump. So the good news is this guy is a support, or depending on your party and your feelings,
right.
He is an EU supporter. So there won't be another Brexit.
A Frexit.
Right. And stocks rebounded almost immediately as it looks like there'll be some stability in France for a minute. Hooman, you were going to say something?
I lost the bet. I owe Sarah a buck.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. I really thought, you know, with Putin putting $10 million into Marie Le Pen's campaign, she wasn't going to lose.
Well, there was a hack.
Yeah.
Last minute, too.
He pulled out all the stops, and I don't know why their polls were right and our polls are wrong. Like, what's up with that?
No one will ever know.
Okay,
we were good. All believe me. We all woke up like, what happened? I'm sorry. What? Even people who liked Donald Trump were surprised.
The Warriors won over the weekend and can complete the sweep tonight in Utah, 6 p.m. tip time. Go Warriors!
Go Warriors! Go Warriors.
I wanted to read this text as we did. We had a conversation. Chris Rock was mentioning that he'd cheated in a stand-up.
Yeah.
That he cheated on his wife three times. Once with someone famous. Who was
semi-famous.
The middle one? Semi-famous. And then someone in retail class.
In the retail class.
And we thought, oh, she works at the Gap.
Sure.
661 says, retail classes and he paid for her like a hooker.
Oh.
Well, we didn't know that. None of us, as far as I know, actually, I'll just speak for myself. I've never bought a hooker.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're referred to.
When I hear the word retail, I think of stores.
Well.
You know. Maybe he bought her in Amsterdam. They do present themselves in storefronts.
We've been working on how to refer to people. We'll add this to the list of things we don't know.
All right.
Retail class equals hooker.
If you say so. I prefer to think of it as a shop girl.
The lady at the Gap.
Right.
Looks great. Can I get you a different size?
Yeah, come in here and try it on me.
Let me help you with that zipper.
You'd be good. You'd be really good. A couple simple coffee.
I'm not sure what to think about that.
I know.
Well, I mean,
you're calling me a whore. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're the one who asked to help with my zipper. I'm just telling you that works.
It seemed like it was stuck.
I'll take these pants. Give me a couple more to try, please. This is called Coffee Hacks, and I thought, oh, I've heard one of these. I've read a couple Clancy books. They're super labor intensive, like the work involved in a Tom Clancy book. He's done his research, and yes, he makes sure you know it.
You're going to be an expert in whatever it's about.
Well, submarines. Submarines, right, among other things, where you just go, oh my God, dude.
The level of technical difficulty in this book is very high.
You're killing me. Too many pages with detail. But anyway, one of the things I saw in a book by Clancy was he mentioned that the Navy people are known for making the best coffee.
Is that so?
Like, they're known.
Okay.
A Navy person's coffee is the best possible coffee.
And what did they do to make
their
it so great?
Their secret is to pinch a little bit of salt and drop it in the grounds before you make it.
So you've loaded your drip maker and you pinch a little salt on the top.
Right.
All right.
I've tried it. I didn't notice it to be. It supposedly takes any kind of
bitterness
out.
All right.
But that is one of the hacks mentioned here in Simple Coffee Hacks. They say you can actually add a pinch of salt to the liquid itself after you've made your cup if it's bitter, but you can also add it to the grinds. So there's one.
All right. I would think that salt would be awful, but yeah, I guess
you love salt.
Yeah, not in coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't want anything in coffee, just my milk.
Save money by making your own flavored creamer. They say you can add a few drops of vanilla extract or hazelnut extract to some half and half, and it's just like getting that store-bought stuff. Oh. And it's got a lot less sugar.
Oh.
That's good. Because those are expensive, right? Those little creamer
things? I
think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would never use those. I used them as a kid, the 7-Eleven ones, but...
Yeah.
Make your own frothy milk in the microwave. They say pour some milk in a mason jar, shake it up, take the lid off, and nuke it for 30 seconds, and you can make your own cappuccino. Oh. There's some coffee hacks for
you.
Well,
thank you, Vinny.
As you get ready in the morning here.
I do enjoy the froth on a cappuccino. Is that what it's called, froth?
Yeah.
So. Frothy milk.
Yeah. I like that. Foam.
As we age...
Yes.
Different stuff goes on us. For my dad, it was his ears. He just couldn't hear like he used to. I don't know if it was from working around airplane engines and at airports his whole life, but they definitely started to go. If you watch TV with that dude, you wanted to kill yourself because he had to have it.
You had earplugs in while he was...
So right. Loud to hear what was going on. Yeah. And if you were even in the house... Upstairs, just trying to read a book,
or sleep.
Damn, man!
But he couldn't hear it otherwise.
Eventually, we got him the Bluetooth headset so that he could sit there and crank those puppies up.
Right.
And clearly, this guy from Hennef, Germany, needs some of those because he was in court last week. I don't have his name, but they say he's 75, and he's pretty much deaf. The problem is that he watches porn and has to blast the volume in order to hear what's going on.
So, and he wants to hear.
He's driving his neighbors crazy, and they ended up calling the police on him.
So the cops just drove by and let him go, right?
No, he wound up getting a $110 fine.
Wow.
If he doesn't stop blasting his porn and winds up in court again, he's looking at a $550 fine.
Well, there's a guy who needs some Bluetooth headphones.
Well,
or like just plug headphones into the side of your computer and have at it, sir.
They're targeting him.
Well, maybe he didn't realize that the volume was up. That, I mean, if he's, you know, pretty much deaf, maybe he just, you know, the thing's turned all the way up and he doesn't even know it. He's like, what? What now? He's got that horn. He did that horn you stick in your ear. Talking to the horn.
Can you imagine having our Sunday night dinners and that like in the background as we're all trying to talk?
Yeah, that wouldn't be. It wouldn't be too good.
You guys have dinner last night together?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Family dinner.
We did. We had a nice family dinner.
What'd you make? What did John make?
John made big ziti.
It's amazing.
It is really
it's
good.
It's his best dish, I think.
He does it with zucchini.
Baked ziti with zucchini?
Yeah, he puts the ziti and the cheese and everything, and then he layers, he lays on the zucchini on the top and does like a cheese top on those and Parmesan cheese and bakes it. And they get all, it's delicious.
Huh. All right.
You don't like that?
No, my mouth is watering.
Oh. So my mouth was watering. Like, it was cooking and cooking, and it was just, like, taking forever. You could smell it. It was just going through the whole house. I'm like, oh, my God, let's eat that already. Jesus. Let me burn the inside of my mouth. I have to.
Well, didn't you just enjoy Hooman's conversation, or?
I did. Hooman, actually, what was it, like, a half an hour after you got there? We just sat there on the couch talking.
Yeah.
Until dinner was ready. Like, come on, John, serve the food.
Yeah.
God, what is the holdup?
This guy's name is Gary Vaynerchuk. He's the CEO of a multi-million dollar company, and he does a video advice. It's a Business Insider's podcast called Success, How I Did It. And one of his biggest pieces of advice, he says, is dump your loser friends.
Oh, and you know who they are. You can't help but love them.
Yuzi loves this because... she made her husband dump all his friends. So he
losers
had no good friends?
Yeah. What?
He had no good friends? No one of value that you were like, you can stay?
No.
They all had to go.
Just
beat it.
This guy explains, maybe if you got rid of one friend or spent a lot less time with the one friend who's a real drag and a negative force and added a positive person.
Oh. Mm.
If you switch from 80 days hanging out with your negative friend and one day with even an office acquaintance who's super positive, you'd see a change in your life, he's saying. He says he's seen it firsthand.
He's not totally wrong. When you hang around with people who are downers, like, you start to take on that outlook.
Yeah.
There's no question. Like, when someone's just whan about the world all the time, you start to see it through their eyes, and you find yourself complaining. And
well, I do. I have a friend that I've known my whole life who is, I'd say the last 3 years or so, he's just been down. And you get to, like, you want to be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one of the things
you want to.
One of the things, the exceptions that you'd probably make with what this guy's saying here is if someone's going through a rough patch, you want to hold them up.
Mm-hmm.
Be a positive, you know, influence on them, hopefully help them. But there is a point where you see that someone is a misery farmer and you can't help them.
Right.
The only help you can do is just stop talking to them and hope
and that's
that
only
they
helping
get it.
You, right? That's not, you know, yes.
So that's what I've had to do.
What's that person we used to hang around with, Bryn? We call that person Dark Cloud?
Yeah, it was Dark Cloud.
Dark Cloud. Oh, God. Here comes Dark Cloud.
It was sad, though. Is that the same person I'm thinking of that just, like...
I don't think so.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, no.
Oh, that's another Dark Cloud.
Her nickname wasn't Dark Cloud?
She was just kind of gray. She wasn't too that dark.
Yeah, those are like blooming purple clouds ready to, you know, rain at any...
Do I know Dark Cloud?
You know this person, sure.
I feel like I have no idea about any of what you're talking about. Who are these people?
People.
Just you don't want to say.
No, people. I would never say. Still a friend. They're still a friend.
Friends.
We'll tell you off air.
You'll tell me off air who the dark cloud is. Yeah. Does this person know themselves to be a dark cloud?
I don't think so.
Nobody really
would consider themselves to be a dark cloud.
Yeah. Maybe they would. Make an effort to not bitch about stuff today and see how well that goes for you. And then at the end of the day, you'll know if you're a dark cloud or not.
Or do something about it. I mean, saying every day, oh my God, then do something about it.
The problem
is
you start with a, hey, how are you? And it's just like, boom, the whole 10 minutes is, well, this happened and then that happened and that person
over there.
I
would say, you're making a really good point. As a general rule, if somebody in passing asks how you are, just say fine. Like, I actually...
That's polite conversation.
There are people I don't ask that question of. Hi. That's all they get out of me. Because you just know better than to say... Because then they go, well...
And then you're stuck.
And I'm like, well, I did ask. That was my bad. Just, you know, look, people don't want to know all your problems. They truly don't.
Just say great.
It's harsh.
Someone asks how many... I go, great.
Yeah, because then they can ask, you know, and then if they're like, oh, great, what do you mean? No, just everything's fine.
I got nothing to complain about. Yeah.
Nothing to talk to you about because I know you're going to tell me all your problems. Forget it, and I got to go. I don't want to hear your problems. You're bringing me down, man. If it happens more than once, then you're just like, then you're warned off that for like, oh my God, I can't, you can't ask that person how they are.
I don't even think it's more than once. There are people who it goes on and on and on, and then you do again, like even with my buddy, I finally just went, I can't anymore.
Did you say that to him or you just stopped calling him?
Well, there was, I got, no.
He's complaining to his other friends about you right now.
This is a person I've known my whole life. This is a long time friend. So as I say this, I want you to understand, I'd been listening to him bitch and moan for like 3 years and trying to be, and I finally said, you have to stop being a pathetic loser. I can't take it. You have to make different choices. That's it.
Mm. Be the king of good decisions.
And people have bad days. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind, you know.
Sure. Once in a while, a friend of yours lays some stuff on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't this. This was over and over.
Is he still a pathetic loser?
We're not talking right now.
Oh.
He is misery farming, and I can't be involved with it anymore.
Right.
And the story is like, well, that choice is awful, and you know it.
Do we know this person?
No.
Yeah, right.
I think I might know him. Yeah, do I have his phone number in my thing?
You do not.
Is it Brandy?
What?
Is it Brandy? Oh, jeez. It's not who I was thinking.
It's not. No, it's not. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's one. 925 says, why can't we just treat everyone as human beings? We get outraged when a random person accidentally says something incorrectly. I think you can get upset if someone does it on purpose, but most people don't have malice.
I agree. We just can't. That's not human nature. We pile on, we attack.
Well, we're taught language and uses of words a certain way, mm-hmm. so we go to that out of habit. It's not even...
We're not trying to be.
There's
a
nothing
jerk.
Involved there, but the simple. This is how I learned it.
Mm-hmm.
He, she.
Now there's Z and T, and Lee. I don't know all the words.
650. Vinny, you sound like a super fun dad. Yeah, if letting your kid paint your nails is sure. As I was leaving the Walgreens with four new nail polishes, my little rascal in holding hands, another dad walking by goes, hey! And I go, hey! With my nail polish. Hey! What?
What'd I do? I paid for these.
He's got his daughter with him, who's a little older than my daughter, and he says, listen, I'm trying to sell these things for her softball, but I need her to sell it to you because she won't do it if I don't help. And all of a sudden, I'm in a dad thing. Here I am, dadding my daughter with nail polish, and he's still...
Oh, were they parked outside?
They were outside the Walgreens. I go, how much?
Yeah, cookies or what?
They were little Jamba Juice, buy one, get one free car. I don't know. Huh? $10. I'm like, whoosh.
There you go.
There you go, Dad. I gotcha.
By the way, everyone, look at Vinny's incredible nails on the Alice973 Instagram.
I gotta look.
The comments are just wonderful.
Oh, good.
And we just say, aren't Vinny Hassan's nails pretty? That's the question, everyone.
Every time he's sitting there talking, every time he puts his hand up, it looks hilarious.
I know.
There.
It's very distracting.
Big old
black
hands,
dot
yeah.
going through the the world. Well, I don't like Instagram anymore. I want the stuff to be in order. I can't find.
I wish they'd get rid of the stories too.
Why? I love doing the stories. Why don't you like the stories?
Because I just like it a picture. I think people are doing less pictures because they're busy with their stories now.
Oh, I finally found it.
Sarah,
Yara.
Leave a comment.
650 says, I saw that shed at Costco too. It's built so you can use it as an extra room, and it's $12,000.
Oh, no. That's not what I was talking about. Oh. It was a $600-something shed, and it was great looking. And I have no idea. I didn't see a $12,000 shed there. But that does sound great.
Brynn, you gonna
the $12,000 shed.
You gonna spend 12 grand on a shed, bro?
No, it was six something. It was really nice, Brynn.
You gonna spend $6,000 on a shed, Brynn?
We'll talk about this off the air. So.
Why?
600, not 6,000. 600.
Talk about it right now.
It was really nice.
I'm not sure yet who. I have to.
But 12.
You know,
not going for the 12 grand. Man.
Got a lot going on, you know.
Yeah. Hey, coming up in the trash. I got the UK's top 20 wealthiest names in music and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.